This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
She's grown up in a musical family. She was encouraged to play the guitar, the piano, and to sing. And even her parents were in a band. It's Anna-Marie Smuts. Good morning, Anna-Marie. Great to be able to be speaking to you. Thanks for great music. And I'm sure you often think about the things your parents taught you as you adapt your music even now. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your show.
You're so welcome.
Yes, no, it's growing up in the family with four kids and two musical parents, it was very difficult to sidestep being pulled into, if you can say, like Kumbaya musicals. Growing up, sitting outside around the fire and singing Beatles songs together. But yeah, it was great fun.
So how did you choose who's going to play what? Did you say you can't all want to play the guitar, all want to play the piano, because then you're not going to have much of a family band going on there. So how did you pick? Did you just play whatever you felt, or did your parents say, oh, you look and sound a little bit like someone who's better at singing than playing the guitar?
No, we had this wall with brass instruments that could hardly play, and my dad would play the guitar, and we would kind of just choose the instruments, you know, that you could reach. I was the youngest, and you would just blare and, you know, make a terrible noise. But it was always a lot of fun until later on when we would start having lessons.
Yeah.
It sounded a bit better.
Yeah, I'm sure. But to have that sort of freedom and fun, and that's where music should be, not this kind of a thing where you get whipped over your fingers with a ruler because you're, you know, you're not holding your hands quite right on the piano. You end up almost despising the instrument as opposed to falling in love with it.
Oh, definitely. I actually haven't thought about it like that. There definitely is a place for strict instruction somewhere along the line, but that freedom definitely helps you, those creative juices to flow, definitely.
So for you now, as you are making music, and we know there's a whole album coming in 2021, we're going to play your latest single called Waves. Tell us a bit about that influence, because when you listen to it, there's these feelings that are a little bit ethereal, and then it sort of turns poppy, and it just feels like you're just really making music from the heart as opposed to forcing yourself into a corner.
The thing about writing music is that over the years, as I've written music, I've tried to kind of write the things that I thought I was supposed to write. And I would often say to someone, like, I've written this song, but I don't really like it. Do you like it? And it always translates, you know, whatever you, what you put into the song, it translates. Yeah. So if you don't really like what you're writing, I don't think anybody else is really going to like it either. So, I think I never really had anything to say. So only recently when I started really just thinking about what it is that I like.
Yes.
What would I like to listen to? And I made the conscious decision to write what I would like. And I had the same discussion with Constantis, who produced all the tracks. He's fantastic. And we spent a lot of time. I would send him all of the music that I thought sounded great. And he kind of climbed into my brain a little bit to see what it is that I liked. Because it is, you know, making music, if you're going to just do it for yourself, I don't know any musician who wants to just play music for themselves. You know, they want to share and have an effect on other people too. So there is a balance. You know, you're not just going to do it for yourself, but you want to also like it. So it's fantastic working with someone who has a lot of experience in that area as well. So he gave a lot of fantastic inputs to help me through the process.
Yeah. One thing about music that comes from a special place, like the song Waves, and we're going to talk in more detail about the heart behind it as well, not just music for the sake of music, but music to tell a story. And I love the concept of storytelling. I love the power of storytelling, and music is one of those places where it happens so incredibly. I have a story to tell. I have something burning on my heart, and I'm going to sing it for you now. And I want you to feel me, and I want you to feel the emotions, and we're going to write and produce the music in such a way that you take this journey with me. And that's the feeling you get with Waves, because it starts with actual sound of waves. So I'm getting a headspace that I'm on a journey, and I love that about this particular track.
Oh, I'm so glad that you like it. That's exactly what we were aiming for. You know, music already transports you somewhere. Mm. But if you want to kind of decide where the person needs to go, we're already placing you at the seashore. So the background of the song was, you know, during this grief of losing my beloved sister and feeling very alone in the grief, the Lord, it was just so incredible how he showed me this picture in my mind of standing at this cove and looking down onto the beach.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there with my sister, and they were just talking, and I couldn't hear what they were talking about, and it was a very personal meeting between him and her.
Mm.
And I just knew it was, you know, her arrival in heaven and them having this conversation about the life that she led here and how we all are going to eventually have that moment with our Lord and how precious and personal it's going to be. And from there, your life actually starts. Your real life starts there.
This is something incredibly powerful, because this is not necessarily about you, but yet it is about you. This is not about this is how I feel, but this is what I perceive. This is the stuff I think about. Mm-hmm. This is what I wonder about, because there's so much that the Bible tells us, but there's a lot of stuff about death that we don't understand. What is it actually going to look like and be like, and those, and it feels like this is your journey trying to answer these kinds of questions musically.
Exactly. A friend, very early on in the grieving process, a friend sent me a video clip of a woman talking about a near-death experience. And that just opened a brand new world for me. I never knew about all the studies that have been done on near-death experiences.
Mm.
From as early as the 1800s at universities, secular universities, they've been studying near-death experiences. In incredible ways, there is so much information, so much data in secular journals, medical journals. There's a Lancet medical journal with over 900 studies and articles that they've compiled about near-death experiences, people coming and having visited heaven, having those experiences. Some have been negative, some have been positive, but there's overwhelming evidence for life after death. And it just made me so excited, you know, that in the depths of despond, you know, when you're in that incredible depths of grief, where you can look at something and it brings so much hope. Hope is so powerful. And especially now in the time of COVID, everybody's lost someone. I've lost family members. We lost our beloved family physician,
wow.
You know, our GP. It's just, everybody's going to, you know, having to deal with loss, and now you've separated from a lot of people because everybody's staying in their own homes. So you're having to deal with all of these emotions and these thoughts, and, you know, there's a lot of depression going around. And I wanted to talk about the hope that is in death, you know, within loss. And there is so much hope in there.
So the story of hope is something that's going to resonate in all of us. And there's an album on the way, the song Waves, and you've heard a bit about that from Anne-Marie. What can we look forward to in the rest? Is it a musical journey, the story that weaves itself through all of the tracks, or do you feel there's sort of standalone tracks in the album?
There is a bit of a journey. The next single that's going to be released on the 23rd of March is called Joie de Vivre. I don't know why I had to go choose a French, a very hard to pronounce name. but it explains, it means the upliftment of your spirit, which I thought was so cool because the song is about the rapture. So it is about near-death experiences, the album, dealing with death, the feeling that you yourself get when you one day will die, and then also the rapture going into heaven. So I researched a lot of near-death experiences, and we basically took the sounds that people have reported hearing.
Wow.
When they die and when they pass over, that's the majority of the sounds, and tried incorporating them into this different song to give you that feeling of, you know, what people say they experience when they die, to just remove that fear.
This is something, I mean, I've written about music for many years, and never have I encountered anything quite like this. So real, so unusual, but let's be honest, apart from taxes, death is the one that's going to affect everybody. We know when our date of birth is, but none of us know our date of death. This is something applicable to all of us. This is the journey we're all on. We've all lost someone, even if it's not directly, it's somebody that we know of. Most people have been to a funeral or two or three. This is real life stuff. I think this is very brave. I mean, this is kind of like borderline stuff, but this is a kind of musical and artistic bravery, I think.
Sure. Thank you very much. I definitely have to credit the Lord on that, because He's the one that gave me the idea and, you know, really encouraged me to go through it. And it was incredible healing for myself.
Yes. Well, we just want to play the song. And I want to ask you, please, can you share the details? We know we're going to play Waves soon. We've got Joie de Vivre coming up next week. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I'm sure someone will tell me I didn't.
Good.
Thank you. I was practicing in my head for quite a bit there before I said it. And there's a lot of other songs to come. But we want to follow this journey with you, because this appeals and applies to all of us somewhere, somehow, or somebody we know. We can pass these songs along. How can we keep track of them? Is there a place online where we can keep track?
Yes, I have a Facebook page called Listen to Ava, Listen to Ava Music, because apparently Ava is very popular, so that name is taken on every platform. So Listen to Ava Music on Facebook. There's Ava on YouTube. Listen to Ava on Rumble, where I'm also loading my videos on Chileki. And then the track can be found also on Stone Bear and Maya on their website, on the Bandcamp link.
Yes.
And on iTunes, Spotify, all the live streaming platforms.
So don't miss out on this. We're going to play Waves for you now from Ava. Quickly before you go, for those people who are wondering, I keep calling you Anna-Marie, but your stage name is Ava. Quickly share how that came about.
Oh, I wish it was a more interesting story. But when I was really young and I started doing music, I started recording at the SABC studios, and they said to me, you need a name, because your name, is, you know, it doesn't really sound like a stage name.
Yeah.
So they just chose my initials to help me. So my maiden name is Anna-Marie van Asvegen, A-V-A, and I said, okay, cool, Ava, let's go with it. So, yeah, I just stuck.
We love it. And here's Ava with Waves. Anna-Marie, we'll call you Ava because it just sounds pretty cool and musicy,
cool,
and we like doing that.
It
is cool. And your story's fantastic. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for your heart. Thanks for the music. We can't wait to hear more. Have yourself a beautiful day and a great weekend.
Thanks, Brad. Ciao.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.